Several years ago, when I was working as a clerk in a bookstore in Fort Worth, Texas, I had a memorable moment with a customer. She had spent several minutes looking through books on the photographs of Ansel Adams when she said, "These are nice, but do you have any in color?" As I learned myself after asking the manager, who was an art historian, Ansel Adams only rarely worked with color photography. He's quoted as saying that it wasn't his dish of tea. The photos he's famous for are majestic landscapes, black and white portraits of the most striking geography in North America. But that's not all. Next, Mark Andrews brings us the story behind the Tucson Museum of Art's Ansel Adams exhibition.
The photographs of Ansel Adams are a part of Americana, but truly appreciating the art of Ansel Adams is something that's helped by coming face to face with the actual prints he made. A new exhibition at the Tucson Museum of Art features Adams' most famous images, presented in the intimate setting he wanted them to be viewed in. The exhibition features more than 100 photographs from the famed photographer. Julie Saucy is the museum's chief curator. She describes what visitors will see as they enter the exhibit.
We decided that the thrust of his work really came from his visits to Yosemite. It's not laid out chronologically, so it's a body of work from his various visits to Yosemite and the Sierras. So that's what you see first, these grand, soaring, you know, snow-covered mountains. Then we go to the Southwest, and then finally you see the works from California. As you go all the way to our lower level, we have a mixture of works that are from the national parks. So some of those pieces are technically in the Southwest, some are from Yosemite, but we also have some from Alaska as well. So it's a nice mixture of wonderful varying landscapes. And then finally, in an area that's a long corridor, we have figurative works, so the portraits and actually a self-portrait that's really a self-portrait of his shadow included in the exhibition. It's a wonderful layout.
The works in Ansel Adams' A Legacy are a collection of photographic prints Adams made in his final years. He used negatives that spanned his career. He created the prints for a nonprofit organization he co-founded called the Friends of Photography. After the organization ceased operation in 2001, the Adams collection was bought by Lynn and Tom Meredith. The exhibit has been touring for 2 years. Saucy says the show demonstrates the range of subjects Adams photographed, his haunting landscapes, but also a few of his still life and portrait photographs.
We do have a number of intimate views of nature, close-up views of primarily leaf forms, flower forms, but there are one or two still lifes as well. And then we have a number of works that are either portraits or figurative works.
Saucy says a particularly important aspect of the showing is the lighting in the galleries.
We want to have it experienced the way the artist intended, but we did have some constraints in terms of what the collectors want in terms of intensity of the light. Perhaps the way we're showing them may not be as bright as he intended, but it's for the long-term preservation of the prints. We have, however, made sure by calibration with a light meter to make sure that we have as much good light on the prints as feasible. This particular group of photographs were printed after 1964, I think. So it has been said that some of them are darker than some of the first times that he printed from those negatives. And as Ansel Adams said, he saw the negative as sort of a corollary to a musical score. So he had no problem considering the idea of printing at a later date and knowing that there would be a variation on the original theme. He saw those as performances, in a way.
Robert Knight is the executive director of the Tucson Museum of Art. He says the Ansel Adams exhibit is something he's wanted to do for a long time. He first met Lynn and Tom Meredith during his time with the Yellowstone Museum in Montana. Years later, in Tucson, he decided to call the couple and ask if they would consider loaning their pieces to the museum.
Especially in light of the fact that we have the Center for Creative Photography here and that, there's a keen interest and has been a long interest in the work of Ansel Adams, and we just thought it would be a nice opportunity to do some collaborative work with the Center for Creative Photography. And certainly our museum has never done anything like this in the past, and Ansel Adams is arguably one of the most well-known and beloved photographers of our time, and clearly people are responding in an extremely positive way.
The exhibit has also been shown at the National Museum of American Art and the Smithsonian Institution. Ansel Adams, A Legacy, runs through February 14th at the Tucson Museum of Art, 140 North Main. I'm Mark Andrews for Arizona Spotlight.